Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market at 7:04 a.m. Eastern Time, November 21st. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Okay, so it's a holiday week. We normally know there's less business done on Mondays and Fridays, more so on the Monday side probably. Some people just want to work 3 or 4 days a week when it comes to trading. But this week we've also got the holiday, so there's going to be some reduced hours and reduced days. Sometimes this reduces volume, but that may actually increase volatility. Market can get a little crazy because you're lacking market participants. You would tend to think it'd be quiet. But of course, it also depends what's going on in the news. And this morning, I really don't have a lot to update you on fundamental and news here. At any rate, we believe as of on November 17th, Thursday, the market bottomed for level 3. We think it rallied from Thursday into Friday, okay, and topped for a level 4. That's an intra-week fluctuation. The level 3 are the largest up move, down moves of the month. So we had a monthly buy signal, if you will, or bottom on Thursday of last week. Inside of that, we have an increment, just smaller fluctuations on the way up into next week. So we had the first leg up of a level 4 into November 18th. The market then pulled back, and overnight, the market is down 22 points for the S&P 500 futures December contract. The volatility is kind of low. Volume is, of course, very low overnight. And the momentum indicators are basically getting to oversold. This suggests we should be looking for a level 4 bottom, and the model, in fact, is looking for a level 4 bottom sometime today. The model's forecasting from today into tomorrow, the market ought to bounce. And of course, on Tuesday, there ought to be a little more business, people trying to get back to normal business, but just keep in mind, it's a holiday week. At any rate, if the market will stay around, or I should say, if it won't go much below 39.42.5, okay, which was a low placed on November 18th, then I think the market is going higher sometime this week, and it should move higher into next week. Now, the model does warn that we could still be a little early on this level 3 bottom as of last Thursday. So the level 4 bottoms due this week can create more downside than what we get for upside into the level 4 tops, therefore can have a negative or bearish bias. So it may yet pull back and test the low of last week at 39.12.5. Cash would be something similar, and we still have our old downside targets to use. Last week's low was fantastic. We were using 39.15 and the market came close to that. On the chart, it looks like it touched it and they bought it. But we also are using 39.24, and then there is 39.02, 38.82, and 38.70 are downside levels to watch if they do want to sell it. Now, if they're going to put it below 3,900, get it on down towards 38.70, they're trying to fill that gap around 38.70 down to about 38.20. I don't think they're going to do that this week. It just feels like they want to maintain this lower 3,900 and eventually move higher still. Okay, so what I'm going to do is now flip to my daily chart here, just see if I see anything I should let you know of. So obviously, if last Thursday's low at 40, whoops, wrong chart here. If the Thursday low is violated on the cash market, S&P 500 at 39.06.5, instead of saying we got a brand new level 3 downtrend for a week, 2 weeks, whatever, we're going to say we need to throw last minute darts this week for a level 3 bottom. And the 100-day average was near last Thursday's low, so they respected it, they bounced it, okay? But again, if it starts going below that low, we have to be concerned, are they going to take it on down to that gap low on November 10th that was caused by the inflation report? That low is 38.66.11. They may still do it. We don't believe it. We think this market's going higher in the next week, and it's going to move higher to 40.67 for the cash S&P 500. That's the 200-day average. They've got the daily indicator, 532 slow stochastic, back to mid-range. It's acting bearish, but it's mid-range where it could still turn out to be a buy signal if they push this market higher this week. So again, the best forecast is this market's going higher into next week. We got a level 3 bottom, and we should put in a level 4 bottom here sometime today, and there shouldn't be much downside to it. But if we're wrong and it's weaker than we wanted, that's okay. We'll probably still throw a dart for a level 3 bottom and still look for some kind of bounce by next week. Now, when we look at the bonds, which of course the interest rates are going to be a huge important factor here. Many of the other outside markets don't matter. I think they're actually long-term supported, meaning cheap oil, and oil is going down nicely for us the way we wanted it. That's long-term bullish, I think, for the stock market. Dollar, all right, looks really bearish. It can bounce, have knee-jerk reactions, but I think that's long-term supportive of the stock market and the economy, just as low oil prices would be good for the economy. Any rate, the interest rates, however, rallying up, and they're due for level 3 top today, ideally, but they could hold these rates up for the rest of this week. They ought to be down by next week. So that's the opposite of the stock market. Well, that's a normal relationship. So I think that forecast, if it's right for the interest rates, 10-year treasury note, then it ought to be right for the stock market. The stock market ought to go up unless there's earnings or some other kind of news here to create a problem. At any rate, I don't think the interest rates are going above 3.9 for the 10-year note. And I think they need to ease back. I'd like to see them start easing back now throughout this week. Into next week, that'll help our stock market forecast. We don't have anything else to say for the rest of the outside markets here. In terms of, again, if you're wondering what kind of upside objectives here, I just gave you potential downside objectives, support levels, buy levels that they may use. But on the upside, basically, I just want to focus on that 200-day average and the recent high, okay? And if we can just get it through that, I think we're on our way to the 200-day average. That's the best forecast right now. Have a great day. Pass results in on this Saturday and Dicker Future results. Thank you.